and I put them, but if I drop some seed along through my turnips, the insects and rust won't bother the turnips. I can't call it radish.
Radish.
Yeah,
they're hot.
They're nice, too.
Hot, yeah, with different tastes. And the kind of red vegetables that you grow in a bush and you slice them and eat them sometimes with lettuce.
Red which?
Vegetables. You have some that you're growing. And they're
tomatoes.
Green.
Tomatoes. I got a lot of them out there. I'll have to give you some to take back.
Okay. Along with your meat, you might have a baked...
baked potato.
Alright, and what kind of potatoes are they?
Irish potato. Or you can have a sweet potato.
Something that has a strong odor, and sometimes when you slice it, makes tears come in your eyes, and it grows in a garden. Sometimes you put it with your gravy, and you slice it. And it has a very strong odor, and it's white. But you have to
peel. Is that the cucumber? No.
Well, that's the...
Let me see what else.
Sometimes you eat this with gravy, but you can slice it, dice it up, and put it in potato salad. And sometimes they come in a big bag.
Grapefruit?
No. This is a vegetable. It has a thin outer crust to it. Yeah, and you have to peel that off to get to the white part of it. And when you peel it, it makes your eyes run water because of the...
Well, now, the...
Onion
is right. Onion is right.
I think the thin...
You described it. I just wasn't thinking about the onion. Some of them's red, some brown, I mean white. Yeah, it's got that strong.
Yeah, some that you pull out of the ground and eat with greens. What do you call those?
It's barnyard, however, it's not detrimental to it, no. Certainly, it was that onion rice. I just couldn't think of it.
All right, what do you call the kind with the green tips to them? These are little smaller onions, but you can pull them out of the ground.
Shallots or something like that.
And what are some of the vegetables that you would use for a good soup?
For which?
A good soup. You're going to make soup. What vegetables would you put in?
Well, tomatoes have makes a good soup. And there may be some other carrot. That's another one to go in soup. And of course, onion goes in there. And I don't know what else might.
Okay. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up. And this drying up is called a, what? If you leave an apple or a plum around, it dries up. Or a grape will dry up.
Yeah.
And you say that this drying up process is called what?
It's just withering away. That's a natural form to do that.
What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
What is which now?
Some leafy vegetables. They're green.
Leafy vegetable?
Yeah, they're green. It's something like a lettuce, but not the lettuce. Sometimes you can eat corned beef with them.
Cabbage?
Yeah, you were growing some.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some fine this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I ate some. Your daughter fixed me some.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so good. Okay, what different kinds of beans do you have? Do you have any beans outside?
Yes, I raise some beans, Kentucky Wonders. Some of them is raised bunch beans, and some of them you raise lima beans, large and small, and some October beans. There's several different kinds of beans, but they're all of the bean family.
Okay. You take the top of the turnips and you cook them, and you make a whole mess of them. Like when you have the greens, and you take the turnip bottoms and you slice them,
put around. That's right.
What is this called?
Well, that's turnip salad, or mixed with turnips.